Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Robert Blackwell, Jr., the founder of Quant 16, formerly EKI Digital, as well as a successful entrepreneur and former trader. He also founded Killer Spin, the world's leading table tennis engagement brand. The Killer Spin experience reaches hundreds of thousands of people annually in over 160 countries around the world. And my first question for you today, Mr. Blackwell, is what is Quant 16 exactly? Let's start there today.
Well, Quant 16 is a new brand that we're launching at the beginning of the year, but it is a digital investment advisory company. What we do is we help typically large organizations systematize what we call digital opportunity identification, valuation, and realization. We have an algorithmic way of doing opportunity discovery and valuation.
And of course, there's curiosity. Tell us, what is the significance of the number 16?
Well, there's actually two. One is we believe that you should be able to expect a 16x return on any digital investment that you make. The inverse of that is 0.625. So that means that your investment in IT should never be more than about 6%. Unfortunately, most IT investments go bad. In fact, 90% of IT investments fail to reach their goals.
And certainly can't appreciate the significance of the number 16 in your company name, Quant 16. Now, Quant 16 is a little bit different than the digital consultancies out there in the market. How does Quant 16 work exactly? Walk us through that.
Well, what we do is, as I said, we have a very algorithmic approach to opportunity discovery, valuation, and implementation architecture. So we use something we call Lean Digital Design Build. Essentially, we use principles that have worked in other industries and apply it to the IT industry. For instance, Lean. Lean is kind of a foreign notion in the IT world. But you can't have a manufacturing company, frankly, unless you really understand Lean. And what Lean means, it's the elimination of waste in the delivery of work. The other principle we use is design build. In the construction world, and IT actually is a construction process. People have gone from what they call design bid build to design build, which means what they've done is they've partnered with architectural firms who've laid out an architecture, and then they go out and help you manage the implementation of that design. And we do the same type of thing. The other thing is we call it algorithmic opportunity identification, which a lot of people will call artificial intelligence. What artificial intelligence is, it is algorithmic opportunity discovery. In fact, in the trading world, which has changed significantly, the people who run trading now, it's all algorithmic. In fact, the people who are deciding things are the ones that are really writing the algorithms. And then from there, machine learning is another kind of phenomenon in the IT world today. That just means pattern recognition and action based on the recommendation of the algorithms. So we've helped organizations kind of collectively identify and capture billions of dollars of efficiencies in ways that actually increased their productivity. The last thing we look at is what we call ecosystem economics. And every organization is actually an economic ecosystem. You've got, and what we do is we look at, in an organization, the different the incentives, constraints, alternatives, and interdependencies of the people that are involved in that organization. So we always start with the outcomes of your offering. So every organization has offerings that they deliver to a set of stakeholders. What we do is we look at the work associated with delivering those products or services to the stakeholders, and then align the applications to the delivery of that work.
We certainly do appreciate your time and joining us here today. Some good information and interesting as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Robert Blackwell Jr., the founder of Quant 16, a digital advisory firm. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what kind of companies can use Quant 16? Touch on that if you would.
I would say any organization that needs to modernize its ability to systematize digital opportunity discovery, valuation, and realization, which is, frankly, every organization today. In today's business world, slow is the new expense. In fact, there's been a lot of work on the acceleration of change in the market today. Those companies that don't know how to manage digital investments and get new capabilities at speed will be left behind. So it's really any organization that uses technology to help deliver its services. And frankly, that's every organization.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, I've been told that you think about business in terms of algorithms and formulas. Tell us more about your background and numbers there.
Well, I'm just kind of a math guy. I went to school and studied math, and I've always been kind of a math guy my whole life. And I was a trader. I used to write options trading models, and I got pretty good at discovering patterns in the markets, and I would give recommendations, and then I traded for myself for a long time. And then I ended up investing in a business, which later I had to take over. And in that business, I wrote financial modeling systems. So I wrote most of the financial modeling systems for some very large companies in retail and finance and trading and others. So I got pretty good at discovering the inefficiency in large operations. So I personally believe that math is an expression of nature, and that everything that can be measured and applied to a formula. In fact, 16 is actually, the 16 comes from 1.618, which is a Fibonacci ratio. The inverse of that is 0.625, which is also a Fibonacci ratio. You can actually see a lot of business fit into these mathematical formulas.
And your response to that question right there alone speaks loud and clear on your experience. You've got me impressed. As we conclude today, if you would, is there anything else we should know about Quant 16? Anything else that you'd like to share in those regards?
Well, I would just say that for business leaders, if you don't know what you're spending on IT, you're probably wasting a lot of money. Most people are not very satisfied with the returns that they're getting on IT. They don't know what they spend. They're dissatisfied with the outcomes of their spend. It doesn't have to be as hard as a lot of people make it out to be. You just need two things. You need a good architecture, and that architecture should systematize opportunity, identification, valuation, and you should have what we call a lean design build framework for executing on IT opportunities.
Certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks. If listeners wanted to get more information on Quant 16 or to be in touch, where's the best place online to get further information?
It would be at quant16.com.
And I'd say that certainly works. Again, Mr. Blackwell, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
And of course, you're certainly welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Blackwell, Jr., the founder of Quant 16, a digital advisory firm. And for all the details and for contact, visit quant16.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.